The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's hump day. That's right. Wednesday, for those of you checking your calendars, April 10. 9 days away from the proclaimed satanic holiday, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. here Central Time where we are. This week, calcium bentonite clay is 10% off, and all the clay orders are going to get the free ebook Kickstart Your Day with Clay with the clay mixing instructions. In celebration of that, Perrier joins us today on the show. We have 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids, and of course, Grown by Nature products are 10% off with free shipping. And let's see what else is happening. We still got the Rick satellite system. We're still taking letters in. If you want to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or send us a snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can do that. Include your name, address, and phone number, because without it and your little explanation for why you want to win, we can't give it to you. It'll be a freebie, right? It's a donation, so this is a good thing. And, of course, speaking of donating, when you do that, at least $25 or more when you call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. You get a free Vitamir tube of toothpaste. Healthy teeth. I use it every day. And of course, you can watch your video replay each day on Rumble or clicking on the videos tab at thepowerhour.com. Archives are there as well. Since we have U.S. Coin Capital as a partner, Fred Deshefsky also joins us later in the show. 40 years experience in dealing with this. We are getting closer and closer to the EMF summit, by the way. That's if you live near a 5G tower, this really should apply to you. It's April 11th through the 14th, so that means it's starting tomorrow. So if you go to thepowerhour.com, go to the partners tab, you can click on the free guide and download it. Talks all about electrosensitivity, all these little gadgets, 10 symptoms you might experience when you're overexposed to EMF. That's how that works. 3 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., we move on. World news. Well, I had to cherry pick. Sorry. There's so much bogus garbage on there. Yeah, they're having a civil war in Sudan, supposedly, but are we there? Do we have boots on the ground over there? See, we don't know. A lot of stuff we don't know. What we do know is that a European court has ruled that Switzerland's inaction on climate change violates citizens' human rights. This is a group of older Swiss women who have won the first ever climate change victory in the European Court of Human Rights. The women, mostly in their 70s, said that their age and gender made them particularly vulnerable to the effects of heat waves linked to climate change. Well, there you go. So remember that the next time you have a hot flash, sue your government. Yeah, the court said Switzerland's efforts to meet its emission reduction targets had been woefully inadequate. It's the first time the powerful court, this is the European Court of Human Rights, has ruled on global warming. And guess who was there to celebrate it yesterday? Greta Thunberg. Somebody needs to turn her over their knee and give her a good spanking. Bank some common sense into her behind. You know, the ruling, according to this, is binding, and it can trickle down to influence the law in 46 countries in Europe, including the UK. Well, la-dee-da. These people have to fight back. Otherwise, you know, and it's headed here. They're going to try. Meanwhile, the Epoch Times has come out with a video piece that claims that jeans, wearing jeans, I have jeans on, negatively affect climate change. How's that possible? You get sweaty. You get very sweaty. Yeah. However, it also just released a premium piece that most of our readers won't have access to that states that hundreds of ghost climate stations are no longer operational yet. They're assigned temperatures from surrounding stations. That would be the real fraud. Ghost climate stations. Now, what does that tell you? Ghost climate stations, meaning that you don't know whether they're there or not, but yet they're being assigned temperatures from surrounding stations. So we just, in other words, let's just make it up so that we can lie to everybody and tell them we're having climate change when in fact they know otherwise. See, that's how you have to ferret through all of this stuff. So you get women mostly in their 70s. How many of you out there have hot flashes? Their age and gender made them particularly vulnerable to the effects of heat waves linked to climate change, and they know this how. Well, did they get on the stand and testify? I guess they did. The Times of Israel, by the way, has published a hit piece, tit for tat, against Iran if Iran retaliation occurs, because Iran apparently is saying that because the Damascus building there, the Iranian consular building in Syria's Damascus, was blown up, killing two generals among several IRG Corps officers. Iranian ruler, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, kissed the ring, said Israel must be punished and it shall be. And Israel's cats came forward. Their foreign minister said, you launch an attack on us, we're going to strike back on Iran. Increasingly belligerent rhetoric between the two countries. Read into it what you will. Okay. Whatever. Like I said, tit for tat. That's the news.
And that's the way it is.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Tit for tat. You bomb us, we'll bomb you. Here's your shine. Yeah. Now, I want to get into the real meat of what's going on here at 7 minutes after the hour of seven. And we're not letting this go. This is a pattern of reckless U.S. government agency behavior that should not go unpunished. This is what we know so far. Truth is coming out. The jackbooted fascist ATF covered up the video camera at the front door before storming into Brian Malinowski's home. Why? We have a video, if you have internet, that you can click on our email blast and watch it. This would have been a work day for Brian Malinowski, 53 years old, executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Little Rock, Arkansas. But at 6 a.m., an hour before sunrise on March 19th, he was still in bed, drifting in peaceful sleep, according to reports. How do we know? His wife was laying and sleeping next to him. Outside, a convoy of 10 law enforcement vehicles rolled into his upscale neighborhood in West Little Rock in Chenal Valley, parking near his 3,000-square-foot home. A neighbor's doorbell camera caught all. Wearing full tactical gear and holding automatic weapons in the ready position, BATF agents walked up the darkened sidewalk to the front door of Malinowski's home. The first ATF agent reached toward the doorbell camera and rubbed a piece of opaque tape on the camera lens, obscuring the view. At this stage, there is no publicly available evidence showing whether agents knocked on the door or announced their presence, adequately identifying themselves, according to attorney Bud Cummins, who represents the family, in an email released this week. Malinowski was jolted out of sleep by the sound of the door crashing in. All right, stop right there. What would you do if you heard your front door crashing in and you were armed? Well, you would grab a gun. That's exactly what he did. Home invasion, first thing you think, right? Who'd have thunk it was Uncle Sam and his little bureaucratic BS jackbooted fascist ATF? Who would have thunk? Remember what I told you earlier about rules of engagement changing? Oh, these guys were, man, they were geared up for this. because of the fact that they were going to serve a search warrant, going to. It's not ended up what happened. They were going to serve a search warrant because they believed that he had lots of guns. We can't take any chances. He's probably up, but he's waiting. He's got his gun pointed at the door. No, that's not what happened. He was jolted out of a sound sleep. What would you do if you were armed and you heard your front door crashing in? You'd grab a gun, wouldn't you? His wife believed the noise must have been intruders. She fully believes her husband thought the same. He loaded a magazine into a pistol, emerged from the master bedroom into the hallway, leading indirectly to the front entryway, according to the attorney. He reached a corner in the hall and looked around it to see several unidentifiable figures already several steps inside his home. We do not know who shot first, but it appears Brian shot approximately 3 times at a decidedly low angle, probably at the feet of the intruders who were roughly 30 feet away. So we don't know unless the ballistics report came in. Why would you shoot at the feet of the intruders, thinking that if you fired some rounds, they would turn around and run out? The ATF, of course, said Mr. Malinowski shot first. Well, what would you do? They crossed your threshold, right? They're inside the house. They haven't identified themselves. It's dark. You can't see. Instead of saying ATF, what did they do? As soon as he shot first, according to reports, the agents returned fire, struck him at least once in the head. Remember, there were a lot of them and only one of him, causing massive injury to his skull and his brain, according to the attorney. His wife of 25 years, Mayor Malinowski, was taken outside, 34-degree temperatures, still wearing her thin night clothes. She was placed in custody in the backseat of a police car, according to the attorney. She wasn't allowed to go to a neighbor's home for clothes or use the bathroom for 4 or 5 hours. Malinowski, of course, died in the hospital 2 days later. An avid gun and coin collector, Mr. Malinowski sometimes sold guns and coins privately or at gun shows. The ATF, of course, put a tracker on his car in February after watching him for months, according to the affidavit. So maybe everybody ought to go outside before you get in your car and look underneath to see if there's a tracker there, if you think you're doing anything nefarious for which you might be monitored. See, this agency stops at nothing. They sneak up and do stuff. So the affidavit, according to what they gave the court to get the search warrant, said they put a tracker on his car. The agency believed, no proof, believed that Mr. Malinowski was selling guns without a $200 federal firearms license and without asking buyers for proper information. According to an affidavit of probable cause, some of the guns he had sold were recovered during the commission of a crime, although the crimes didn't involve the direct use of the guns. Huh. Imagine how that works. In one case, police made a traffic stop and found the driver had a gun allegedly sold by Mr. Malinowski, allegedly, plus pot and a 4-year-old child in the car. There's a similar traffic stop. Police recovered more marijuana and a gun. Gee, seems to be catching. A third traffic stop, again with marijuana in the car. A person who had been previously convicted of robbery was prohibited from buying or possessing a gun. Had a gun previously purchased by Mr. Malinowski 15 days before that traffic stop. In an interview with a person in the car, the individual revealed the gun was purchased at a gun show, and he identified Mr. Malinowski in the photos. You think they cut him a deal? But see, here the thing is, gun sellers are not obligated to know where guns go after they're sold, according to Malinowski's attorney, Bud Cummins. And the affidavit does not indicate he was going to be charged in connection to the traffic stops. In Arkansas, a private seller may legally sell a firearm without holding an FFL and without filling out forms or conducting background checks. A private seller may do so until such time as they cross a subjectively defined barrier, becoming a, quote, person engaged in the business of selling firearms, Mr. Cummins said. There is no bright line test. It's a subjective test. In other words, if the ATF thinks they can get somewhere raiding your house, they will. Give them an excuse. It's a subjective test. And see, that would make the affidavit subjective as well.
Well, we believe that Mr. Malinowski was.
Yep.
He's one of those right-wing wacko kooks that have access to guns. He probably is sawing off the barrels of shotguns like Randy Weaver did. Come on, judge, give us a search warrant.
See how that works? I mean, look what they did in the Waco affidavit. They lied.
Who? They told me he was slapping the babies.
Yeah, Janet Reno. The buck stops with me. Sure does. You're dead now. You can't answer to that. A citizen's ability to sell firearms without a license is sometimes called the gun show loophole. For decades, there has been discussion and bills in Congress to close that loophole. None have passed. But in 2023, the ATF, the jackbooted thugs, proposed new regulations to tighten the loophole. Proposed new regulations last year. You see, they're doing everything they can to take away your right to own a firearm. Mr. Malinowski's family and close friends don't think he had any inkling the ATF was concerned about his gun show sales, according to the attorney. They're all confident he would have never jeopardized his career in airport management by knowingly flaunting a regulation pertaining to his weekend hobby. In the days after the shooting, Mr. Malinowski's family asked why the ATF had not arranged to meet him at his workplace to communicate with him that he was under investigation. The justification for the search involves suspicion of a crime carrying a puny 0 to 6 month U.S. sentencing guideline range, which typically results in a sentence of probation or more often probation ending with complete dismissal, according to the attorney. And of course, when the ATF was asked to comment on that, did you hear the crickets? It hasn't said when or if it will release body camera footage from the agent who entered the home that morning. Oh, they can't do that. We might find out the truth. We might find out they didn't say ATF and announce their, yeah. No, they just bust in the front door, scare the hell out of this couple. And, you know, rightfully so, they reacted appropriately. An executive order issued in 2020 by now nutball Biden requires federal agents to use body-worn cameras when executing search warrants and to make an expedited public release of such video after incidents involving serious injury or death to promote transparency and accountability. Well, there it goes. They're right out the window. In spite of requests of the ATF on behalf of the Malinowski family, Bud Cummins says no recordings have been released. The ATF has made no public statement since March 19th shooting of Brian Malinowski. The law requires law enforcement to identify themselves and give a person a reasonable time to answer the door, Mr. Cummins told the Epoch Times in a phone interview. He added the law implies a person should be given time to recognize it's law enforcement at the door. The whole purpose of the exercise is for them to give the occupant an opportunity to submit to the authority of law enforcement. Really? The authority of law enforcement? You see where this thing is going crazy? Because some people don't think law enforcement has any authority. And if they cross your threshold, they better have a damn good reason. But to do that, you have to know they're law enforcement. I don't know why most people buy Ring cameras, but I think it's to find out who's at the front door. To cover the camera up seems counterproductive if your goal was for them to know you're law enforcement, so they'll submit to your authority, open up, and let you in. We don't have all the evidence. The evidence we have tends to show the search was not conducted legally, according to the attorney. Again, what would you do if all of a sudden you heard a crash at the front door? You're sound asleep in bed. What would you do? Same thing that Brian Malinowski did. Good luck, Bud Cummins, the attorney who represents the family. Good luck getting anything out of them. They don't want to show you they didn't do this legally. No, that would give the ATF another black eye added to Waco. Remember that? 4 cattle cars of jackbooted fascists showed up And the Branch Davidians' mistake was not firing and firing and firing until they chased them off. Run through the briars, and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. That was their mistake. They let them get away. See, if they're going to come in there and raid your... Oh, it was a search warrant. They could have arrested David Koresh in the grocery store. We all know that. They could have questioned Malinowski at work. We all know that, too. They could have said, exactly what is it you were doing? Would you come down to our headquarters and talk to us, please? We understand you're the executive director of the Little Rock Municipal Airport, the Hillbillery Airport. Would you come, you know, would you come down and talk to us about this? Could we, you know, no. No, we can't do that. We have to have another jackbooted fascist thug raid, cover up the camera so nobody can see what we're doing. And you trust the United States government, really? When one of its agencies pulls crap like this? You trust them that much, implicitly? You don't even know if they're law enforcement busting in your door at 6 a.m. That should tell you something. See, what would happen if everybody set their clock for 5 a.m., knowing that they attack at 6 a.m. and was waiting for them? See, that's what the ATF is afraid of, is that somebody's going to be up, they're going to be armed with their gun pointed at the door waiting for something. You know, only when we hit that area of civil unrest in this country is that going to happen. Because thieves have a tendency to work in darkness. And so people are going to literally have to take turns sharing time slots to guard their property in the event of civil unrest. Think about it. I mean, it's like, wow, Krieger, you're really going out on a limb this morning. You see, and here's the thing. The Little Rock Airport Commission also realizes something weird was going on. And they voted last week to give a $24,000 bonus to Mr. Malinowski posthumously for a productive year of work, during which he expanded the Falcon Jet facility and secured money for a terminal canopy to shelter arriving vehicles from the elements. You see, they wanted to make Brian Malinowski look like some sort of a not law-abiding citizen by any means.
He was committing a crime. We know it. We're going to put him in the ground. We're going to show you.
Oh, they sure did. But covering up the video camera? Oh, there's... That's the real evidence here, folks. If they're going to cover up the camera, it means they're going to do something illegal and they don't want to be caught on film. I wonder who actually put the bullet in Malinowski's head, whether he got promoted or not. I mean, that's what happened at Waco. Ask Bob Ricks from the FBI. He was there. Maybe Lon Horiucci. Remember the one who blew Vicky Weaver's head off? Maybe he was there. See, they want to cover all this up, but they want to demonize Mr. Malinowski. They had a search warrant, folks. You see how this works? They had a search warrant, not an arrest warrant. I have a copy of it. I read it. Arrest warrant was not checked. They could have literally done what the law says they're supposed to do. Not bust in the front door at 6 a.m., startling people out of a sound sleep. I would have done the same thing Malinowski did. He had every right to react the way he did. He had a natural God-given right to react the way he did. Unfortunately, when it's 10 against 1 and they've all got high-powered weapons pointed at you, you just don't know what the outcome's going to be, but it's pretty obvious, wasn't it? They wanted him dead. And then they threw his wife in the back of a squad car. While they searched his house. See, because there's nobody there to interrupt them. They can take anything they want. There's a real problem here. And please, don't call me and tell me you trust your government implicitly now. I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you. I got some great Everglades property you might like. Comes complete with alligators. Two parents who were found guilty of involuntary manslaughter after their son killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School in 2021 have just been sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison in Pontiac, Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumbly are the first parents in the U.S. to be held criminally liable for a school shooting committed by their child, both having been found guilty in separate jury trials this year. They will each receive credit for the 858 days served, and both were ordered to have no contact with the families of the victims. A separate order by the judge will follow as to whether they're allowed to even contact their son, Ethan, the shooter, who did this. The parents don't stand accused of having had knowledge of their son's plan to murder the teenagers either. However, prosecutors said they did not take adequate measures to lock up the gun used in the killings at their home, in addition to having ignored warning signs related to the mental health of their son and doing nothing about it. Boy, talk about a crapshoot, huh? Now they're going to prison. A Florida woman who's been sentenced to 1 month in prison for her role in stealing Ashley Biden's diary and selling it to undercover journalist group Project Veritas weeks before the 2020 election. In a ruling handed down yesterday, U.S. District Judge Laura Taylor Swain ordered Amy Harris, a resident of Palm Beach, Florida, report to prison in July while her two young children would be out on vacation. Prison sentence will be followed by 3 years of supervised release, including 3 months of home detention, along with participation in an outpatient substance abuse program. The 41-year-old was also ordered to forfeit the $20,000 paid to her by Project Veritas. Oh, I'm sure she's already spent that. In August of 2022, she pleaded guilty to conspiring with 60-year-old Robert Kurlander in September of 20 to steal Ashley Biden's belongings from a private home in Delray Beach, Florida. Ms. Harris said she took the diary and other personal items, tried to sell it. Ms. Harris and her co-defendant pleaded guilty to one count each of conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. Get that right here. Federal crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison, but she only got a month. Prosecutors wanted more. Kurlander will be sentenced later this week. She caused the journal to be transported from Florida to New York City.
New York City!
Yep. And it ended up in the hands of Project Veritas, that James O'Keefe, that guy. Yeah, remember they raided his house? Gotta love it. The federal court, by the way, has rejected an appeal from a man convicted over the J6 breach of the Capitol. John Nassif had argued one of the laws he was convicted of violating was unconstitutionally overbroad and vague. Because the law prohibits parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. Yep. We'll have more on that story when we come back to the break. You're going to want to know, because he was doing this First Amendment argument that didn't pan out. We'll tell you why after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, along with an arrest of an 18-year-old for a violent plot to attack churches. Ooh, be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are in this hump day on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. I did a little research during the break before we get onto these news stories. I want to get back on this situation with what happened at Malinowski's house. And you're like, oh, not again. Oh, yeah. I want to tell you about their attorney, Bud Cummins. Harry Ernest Cummins III. Bud Cummins, that's him. He's a lawyer, businessman, politician. He served as United States attorney with 5 years of service from 2001 to 2006 in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Arkansas. He served as a law clerk for U.S. Magistrate Judge John F. Forster and later was clerk to the Chief U.S. District Judge Stephen Reasoner. After his federal clerkship, he set up a private law practice. He's also a lobbyist. He also represents DOJ white-collar targets in the U.S. or international clients targeted by the Department of Justice or Treasury. He re-entered the political arena when he agreed to serve as Arkansas chairman for the presidential campaign of Chris Christie. He and Christie served together as U.S. attorneys during the Bush administration. And, of course, he received national attention when he was dismissed by then U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, despite having received positive job reviews. Yeah, Karl Rove had something to do with it. Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty testified Cummins was removed from his position for no reason except to install a former aide to Karl Rove, 37-year-old Tim Griffin, a former opposition research director for the Republican National Committee. So, you see, he all of a sudden, he woke up. He saw what was going on. He even testified before the House Judiciary Committee interrogatory about the experience. So, you got to wonder, because his name also came to light in relation to the Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory. In response to inquiries from reporters with Talking Points memo on ABC, Cummins confirmed that as early as October of 2018, he acted as an intermediary between certain Ukrainian interests and federal law enforcement. He'd been hired to represent Ukrainian prosecutor Yuri Lutsenko and connect with high-level U.S. authorities to present allegations of corruption by Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Amazing. All of a sudden, now you find out about who's representing the Malinowski family. He was a U.S. attorney for the very district federal that issued the search warrant for Malinowski's home. No wonder he's sitting there quoting the law to the media. And what should have been, what didn't happen. No wonder he's so much more suspicious of what the United States government is up to based on what he's been through. I might even just reach out to him and see if I can get him to come on the show and talk about it. Sounds like fun, huh? Is this what we have to look forward to? Could happen to anybody. That's the sad thing about it. Anybody that comes on their radar, they could do the same thing. They love 6 a.m. for some reason. You have to start setting your alarms for 5:55 if you got something to hide.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you.
Now we get back to this free speech appeal from this J6 defendant. John Nassif, you know, he didn't carry out any violent acts. Both sides agree he was inside the Capitol on J6, but he told the D.C. Circuit Court that the law is overbroad because it prohibits a substantial amount of constitutionally protected speech in the Capitol, despite some Capitol buildings containing portions open to the public. Well, you see, Judge John Bates, an appointee of W., who convicted and sentenced Mr. Nassif, said the law applies to all organized conduct advocating a viewpoint in a Capitol building. Because the government lawyers also argued that the law only covers demonstrations that would tend to disrupt orderly business of Congress. See, when you go in and you disrupt, even if Capitol buildings are public forums, they said, the statute would pass constitutional muster as a reasonable time, place, and manner restriction narrowly tailored to serve the compelling government interest of ensuring the activities of Congress can proceed without disruption. Well, that's not what happened. And the appeals court sided with the government. Judges ruled while Capitol grounds and sidewalks surrounding the Capitol are public forums, Capitol buildings based on the current body of evidence or not. In other words, you disrupted and you were part of the Klan, the 2,000 or so people that raided the Capitol building or came onto the grounds. The grounds and sidewalks are public forums, but Capitol buildings based on the raid are not. The FBI director has announced the arrest of an 18-year-old Idaho man for concocting a violent plot on local churches on behalf of the ISIS terrorist group. Alexander Mercurio, here we go with the demonization now. He's facing a federal charge of attempting to provide material support or resources to a foreign terrorist organization, said the DOJ, adding he was plotting to incapacitate his father, restrain him, steal his guns and other weapons, and carry out attacks on churches in Coeur d'Alene in northwestern Idaho on Sunday last. The defendant allegedly pledged loyalty to ISIS and sought to attack people attending churches in Idaho, a truly horrific plan which was detected and thwarted by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, according to Christopher Wray. May your hens never lay. Yeah. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland said Mr. Mercurio allegedly planned to wage an attack in his name in churches in Coeur d'Alene, adding he was taken into custody before he could act. Oh, the thought police. Now, apparently, Mr. Mercurio, who is facing 20 years in lockup, currently in custody awaiting his appearance, no date set yet, which means they can drag this thing on and on and on, declared his support online. Oh, my. Stupid is as stupid does. Wow. Stupid is as stupid does. He went and he posted it online on social media to rant and rave, and he drew the attention, which means they're watching your social media page. Oh, for God's sakes, people, seriously. Don't you know they're out looking for people like you? Want to start stuff? I can't use the other word that is the same thing in Spanish as caca, because that's one of the words you can't say on the radio. But when you get online and you do this, I mean, come on, here, have a Tide Pod. Jeez. The Arizona Supreme Court, by the way, has reinstated a Civil War era abortion ban set to take effect on April 23rd. It's a 2-year legal battle. With the state Supreme Court's ruling that a pre-statehood ban on most abortions is legally enforceable, the 1864 law bans all abortions in Arizona, save those performed to save the life of the mother. The 4-2 ruling reverses a lower court's opinion that a 15-week abortion limit passed in 2022 supersedes the older law's abortion restrictions. The Arizona Court of Appeals held that the two laws could be harmonized, allowing doctors to perform abortions up to 15 weeks, but also permitting the prosecution of non-physicians who perform abortions in the state. And of course, the Supreme Court said, the law does not create a right to or otherwise provide independent statutory authority for an abortion that repeals or restricts the 1864 ban, but rather is predicated entirely on the existence of a federal constitutional right to an abortion since disclaimed by Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, according to the Supreme Court, writing in its majority opinion. Meanwhile, Trump's lawyer is seeking immediate review in the Fannie Willis case. They filed a notice they'll appeal a judge's order that rejected their arguments to dismiss the case on First Amendment grounds. See, it's another delay tactic, it looks like. They've asked the Fulton County Superior Court to conduct an immediate review of their motions to dismiss the case on First Amendment grounds. They argue the indictments handed down by Fulton County DA Fannie Willis's office last year violate the First Amendment right to freedom of speech in contacting people saying, hey, what's up with this election? What's happening there? Can we talk about that? You know, if their appeal is successful, it'd mean most counts of the indictment against a dozen or so defendants remaining would have to be thrown out. And, of course, You know, speaking of abortion, talked about that here just a second ago. Former President Trump recently voiced his opinion on abortion and states' rights. We had a great victory. It's back to the states where it belongs, where everyone wanted it. The states will be making the decision. Republicans are now free to run for office based on the horrible border inflation, bad economy, and death and destruction of our country, he added. Then, of course, Rhino Lindsey Graham, remember, senator from South Carolina? He had to pipe up and put in his two cents and counter Trump's comments with his typical mainstream establishment argument of his own. To which former President Trump then took to the media to respond to Graham and other critics of his recent abortion-related announcement, saying that Republicans will likely lose in 24 if they pursue Mr. Graham's proposals. Senator Lindsey Graham, he said, writing on Truth Social, should study the 10th Amendment and states' rights, referring to an earlier announcement he made stating he believes states should make their own choices on abortion. When they do, they should proudly get on with helping Republicans to win elections rather than making it impossible for them to do so. They, the Democrats, Trump said, love this issue. They want to keep it going for as long as Republicans will let them do it. Terminating Roe v. Wade was, according to all legal scholars, a great event, but sometimes great events with that come difficulties. The former president wrote on social media, many good Republicans lost elections because of this issue. And people like Lindsey Graham that are unrelenting are handing Democrats their dream come true to take over the House, the Senate, and perhaps even the presidency. Wow. You see how the arguments on abortion, just abortion alone? And again, like I said yesterday, if all these women back in the 50s and 60s would have said, you know what, as long as abortion's legal, let's not have any more babies. Then all those people that are out there waving signs, my body, my choice, wouldn't be there because they would have never been born because they would have been aborted. But you see, here's the kicker. Somebody got in their head as they were growing up and convinced them of all this stuff. And that's why, yeah, that's why they're doing what they're doing. Huh. Makes sense, doesn't it? The FTC and the DOJ, meanwhile, plan to fight food inflation by going after anti-competition conduct. Ooh, here they are in the grocery store now. According to the FTC Commissioner Rachel Slaughter, wow, what a name. The two federal departments will tackle the food inflation issue in cooperation with other federal agencies and state entities. In the last few decades, there has been a concentration up and down the food supply chain involving food distributors, food processors, pesticide manufacturers, and supermarkets. The food supply chain discussion reflects an important and light conversation throughout competition policy, Ms. Slaughter said in her opening remarks at the DOJ-FTC summit. During the event, the official highlighted a wide array of cases, enforcement issues, and investigations addressing competition issues. Huh, we're talking about Title 15 here. There are real questions as to whether the high prices at the grocery store, not simply by mirroring higher costs, but rather reflect higher profits for those retailers. Now, here's an interesting fact, according to what is being reported here. The number of players in the food production industry has dwindled as reforms to antitrust policy in the 1970s facilitated more businesses to scoop up their competitors. Years later, four corporations are estimated to control approximately 60% of the U.S. market for alcohol, bread, coffee, cookies, and pork. Additionally, the top four companies own about 80% of the market for baby food, beef processing, pasta, and soda. As you know, the FTC and the DOJ's antitrust division have been cracking down on hotels, engaging in price fixing through algorithms. Now they're invading the grocery stores. Huh. Fixing algorithms, huh? Oh, gee. Sorry about that, William Shatner. I guess that kind of blows Priceline's thing out of the water, huh? An interesting note about forever chemicals found in popular bandage brands. Oh, no. The popular Band-Aid and bandage brands may contain polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFASs, called forever chemicals, linked to endocrine disruption, thyroid disorders, infertility, and other health conditions. Momovation, in partnership with the Environmental Health News, tested 40 bandages from 18 brands to see whether they contained these chemicals. The lab is certified by the EPA, found toxic levels of organic fluorine in 65% of the bandages they tested, ranging from 11 parts per million to 328 parts per million. Now imagine that. And they marketed a lot of them to people with color, with black and brown skin tones, testing positive for PFASs. Now just imagine that. We have included a list of the best bandages that don't have all that stuff in it, using the lab's 10 part per million cutoff. So, wow. Band-Aid Hello Kitty assorted adhesive bandages. That was the only Band-Aid one there. 3M Micropore surgical medical tape. All-terrain neon kids bandages. CVS sterile Manuka honey sports bandages. Fibu organic bamboo strip bandages. Patch bamboo bandages for kids with coconut oil. Just some of the ones on that list of the good bandages. Endocrine disruptors, huh? Imagine how that works. Have you tried curcumin for indigestion, by the way, when seeking to avoid heartburn medications, including heart attack and cognitive decline? That's some of the adverse events that you're saying these proton pump inhibitors cause, like omeprazole. Curcumin may offer the same protection, relief as the PPI. They increase your risk of a gut infection, vitamin B12 deficiency, heart disease, heart attack, bone fractures, and events of cutaneous and systemic lupus erythematosus. Try to say that 10 times fast. In just 1 week of use, PPIs are associated with significant impairment in attention, executive function, visual memory, and working and planning functions. Curcumin X4000 with fenugreek is at the Power Mall, for those of you who are interested. Going to the phones now. Brady, thanks for holding. What say you?
Well, where to start today, Dave? I happened to see, I saw Dr. Artis on a podcast, and I'm completely convinced when it goes back, when he says the origin of COVID was the crate snake. And, you know, for how many years now they've dismissed that, the video he made, Watch the Water. Again, what Dr. Artis stresses is all these different things that they're infecting the human population is with a parasitic base. All your diseases and viruses are created in the lab using E. coli bacteriums, which then get inside your body and mutate. What he says is the simplest thing, which I've been a proponent of for a long time now, is just a simple nicotine strip, cut it into fours and wear it daily. The nicotine stops any type of venom that's inside these fake vaccines and what they're hitting us with, the aerosols, what's in our food, the mRNA, is all glyphosate, which is snake venom base, combined with E. coli. So dandelion root he was using, nicotine patches, colloidal silver, any form of nicotine tobacco, though, will kill that parasitic base. And the government doesn't even recognize that 35% of the population in this country has nematodes inside their system, which is parasites.
Yes, Phylum platyhelminthus, Phylum platyhelminthus. Mike in Alaska, you're joining the show. Do you agree with Brady that we're all infested with Phylum platyhelminthus?
I'm sure some of us are, especially the, well, I don't want to say any names right now, but yeah, some of us are. I've been researching, doing a little bit on just about everything, Manafort Stone, Navarone, my friends down in Montana, they know the Weaver family. And let me tell you something. They try to get rid of caffeine and tobacco down in Montana. Now you're talking civil war, baby. That ain't going to happen. And right. I know people down there with a million rounds stockpiled bunkers. I know one old guy who's got, he reloads in his freaking backyard in a special built shop. Wow. He won't let anybody in there. It's lined from one end to the other with ammo. But you guys remember, oh, lifehacker.com, Dave, on your first topic. If you guys want to find an air tag on your rig, go to lifehacker.com. They'll teach you how to do it with your phone. If you want to find it in your house, take an AM radio, put it in between channels with the buzzing noise, and walk around your house. If it gets clear, your house is being bugged.
Wow, lifehacker.com. Thanks for that, Mike. I appreciate it. We're at the break. God, I love talking to you guys. It's always fun. Lifehacker.com. Make a note of that, folks. We'll be back with Perrier after these messages. Stay with us.
To help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.